GOP frontrunner seizes hold in the first primary state.
Donald Trump keeps steamrolling the competition here.
Action by the Boy Scouts.
Removing the national restriction on openly gay leaders.
Gold. Found off the Florida coast.
This is definitely one of our good times.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. He's made headlines and he's got critics, but it's growing clear Donald Trump is gaining some supporters in the early going of campaign 2016.
A lot of people thought that maybe he'd get some blowback from his comments about John McCain. Does not seem to be the case.
Pollster Patrick Murray at Monmouth University says Trump's attacks on McCain's war record have not hurt him in New Hampshire, at least, the first presidential primary state. Trump has a 2-1 lead over Jeb Bush now in a poll of likely Republican voters there.
It seems that he's cobbled together this coalition of people who are just angry and want somebody to voice that anger and not in any particular direction.
Meantime, GOP candidate Mike Huckabee says he won't back down from comments that caused controversy. He used a Holocaust reference when describing the Iran nuclear deal's threat to Israel. Well, 2 years after deciding to allow openly gay members, the Boy Scouts of America has ended its ban on gay adult leaders. Scout President Robert Gates.
For far too long, this issue has divided and distracted us. Now it's time to unite behind our shared belief in the extraordinary power of scouting to be a force for good in a community and in the lives of its youth members.
But not everyone's happy about it, and some troops won't have to go along. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Even though church groups can opt out, scouting's biggest sponsor, the Mormons, may leave over this. John Stemberger runs Trail Life USA, formed when the Boy Scouts decided to allow gay members.
It's really inappropriate, and scouting has just caved to political pressure instead of really doing what's in the best interest of the boys.
But the best interest of the boys is allowing gay leaders, says Illinois lawmaker LaShawn Ford.
You have to be excited any time you move closer to equality for everyone.
But history may yet see scouting split into separate factions. Steve?
No break in the search for two 14-year-old boys missing in the Atlantic Ocean 4 days after they left shore in Florida on a fishing boat. The boat was found capsized over the weekend. No sign of them since. Pamela Cohen's holding out hope that her son Perry and Austin Stefanos are still alive.
These boys are beautiful boys. They really, really are. And we need to find them. We miss them so much.
Water temperatures are warm. Officials say it's possible the boys could survive for several days at sea. Now to Santa Cruz, California, where 8-year-old Madison Middleton disappeared Sunday while riding a scooter where she lived in a housing complex. Now authorities believe they found her body in a dumpster. And Police Chief Kevin Vogel says there's been an arrest.
We have arrested and taken into custody a 15-year-old male that was present on the property at approximately the same time that we've discovered the body.
Wildfires dot the map of California this morning. 4,000 firefighters are battling 6 blazes in the northern part of the state alone. One called the Willow Fire threatens hundreds of homes and has residents concerned north of Fresno.
This area has a potential for the fire to grow really big.
Terrifying when it's in your backyard.
Another fire led to some evacuations in the Sierra National Forest. Crews have responded to 1,100 more fires than last year at this time in California, but damage has not been as widespread as last year. The National Security Agency is going to stop examining and will eventually get rid of the calling records of millions of Americans. Last month, Congress ended the NSA's bulk collection program. Privacy advocate Mark Rotenberg.
The risk of keeping around a lot of sensitive information on American citizens actually created a vulnerability. And even, I think, people who are concerned about the national security issues would see why it might make good sense not to keep that data.
3 cabinet secretaries go to Capitol Hill again today to defend the Iran nuclear deal. Congressional correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
They've appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations panel. Now the chief negotiators of the Iran deal will come before that committee in the House. The secretaries of State, Energy, and Treasury may face even sharper questions at this hearing than last week, when Senate Republicans said they'd been bamboozled and fleeced.
We're learning now of the discovery of more than $1 million worth of gold, coins, and other artifacts in the Atlantic Ocean off Fort Pierce, Florida. There was excitement when that discovery was made last month by a family of treasure hunters, diver Eric Schmidt.
Those are things you dream of, finding a royal coin, finding a presentation piece. And there are people that have been doing this for 40 or 50 years that have never found one.
The gold is believed to be from a Spanish ship that sank during a hurricane 300 years ago this week. Now that Boston's 2024 Olympic bid is over, another U.S. city is set to make a run for the Games. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Los Angeles was the runner-up to Boston in January when the U.S. Olympic Committee chose which city would represent the U.S. in the bidding process. Now that Boston is out, L.A. is back in. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti issued a statement saying he continues to believe Los Angeles is the ideal Olympic city.
The NFL's Arizona Cardinals have hired the league's first female coach, Jen Welter, will coach linebackers during training camp and the preseason. She was a player and coach in the Men's Indoor Football League. It's on the shelves today, a brand new Dr. Seuss book, The Words and Drawings Discovered by the Author's Widow 2 years ago. Here's CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds.
What pet should I get is Seuss's latest to date, though written long ago, it was well worth the wait.
A pup and a kitten. They looked like good fun. Now, which would we pick? We could only pick one.
Kathy Goldsmith is a publisher of Seussian Lit. Though the good doctor's gone, his words just won't quit.
Shortly after Dr. Seuss died, his widow did some renovations in the house, and I think the box was packed up then and just forgotten about. I went literally running down the hall to my boss's office and said, they found a box. They want us to come and look.
Bill Dreyer is curator for The Art of Seuss. So many drawings and writings did the doctor produce.
I understand from Random House that there are more books that will come out from this find.
Out of this find? Yes, out of this find. Another Seuss book for you, if you are so inclined. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Chicago.
Pregnant women with a larger-than-normal appetite often joke that they're eating for two. A just-released study indicates it doesn't need to be that way.
New research suggests a pregnant woman doesn't need to eat for two, that a hormone triggered during pregnancy stimulates her body to store enough fat to meet her baby's demand for energy. The study by Imperial College London says some women can't lose weight after pregnancy because that hormone doesn't kick back to a normal level.
Perhaps a woman could be more at peace with herself. You may be unable to lose that weight no matter how you change your diet.
Says co-author Jake Jacobson. Scientists studied fruit flies, which store fat like humans, and whose metabolism is controlled by similar hormones. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Well, this could be bad for business in tourist haven Cancun. Huge amounts of brown seaweed has been washing up on shore in recent weeks, and cleanup efforts have now been stepped up. The cause of it all is not clear. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kaif, CBS News.